Have you ever had someone literally just show up at your door unannounced at the most inconvenient time ever? And you're like, no, not right now. Well, my friend, that's a perfect picture of stress. And it's exactly how it happens. Stress is that unwelcome guest who shows up at your door at the most inconvenient time. And we're going to talk about this unwanted guest today, right here on Time to Win Podcast.
Welcome to Time to Win Podcast. It's not just a podcast. It's the official personal growth locker room of life where champions just like you gather to cultivate their courage, create a life-changing game plan of success, and celebrate their wins. I'm RJ Jackson, your personal growth coach and host, and I'm committed to seeing you win. As a professional speaker and growth coach for over three decades, I've worked with and inspired thousands to grow their greatness and transform their setbacks into a comeback. And now it's your turn. It's time to win. So if you're ready, grab something to take notes with. We're about to dive in. Let's go fight win.
All right, champion. What's going on? You know, I was in the store today and I was listening to the music playing overhead, and the guy said they want to sing like Marvin Gaye, "What's Going On?" I was like, what? Okay. So I want to say to you today, my friend, what's going on? And let me tell you something. Whatever's going on, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're going through, you're going to get through what you're going through. And today, our podcast is dedicated to you. Yes, to get through what you're going through. We're going to change your outfit because I'm looking at you and you looking kind of stressed out. Listen, stress does not go with your outfit. No matter what you're going through, it's a promise because you were born to prosper. You're going to get through what you're going through and you're going to come out the winner. So whatever you do, don't quit, because quitters never win and winners never quit. Before we go any further, let me take a moment, introduce myself. My name is RJ Jackson. I am your speaker for your next event and your mindset coach, helping you go from being stressed and struggling to living a life of purpose and prosperity. Listen, prosperity is your birthright, and it's time that you claim your birthright. So we're going to get you through the stress, because this month we are honoring National Stress Awareness Month. So we're embracing that theme because it's really close to our heart as women, and we want to be stress-free and happy. So if you're with me on that, make sure you hang out to the end, my friend, because I'm going to be dropping some nuggets, giving you some steps to go forward so that you can live stress-free and happy. And by the way, don't just hang out with us. Call your friend and get her to come hang out with us too. I want to meet your friends, because I know if your friends are like you, they are spot on dynamite. They got it going on. So call your friend and say, hey, Time to Win Podcast with RJ Jackson is on. Check it out. And make sure you share the link with her as well. And if you are enjoying Time to Win Podcast, let us know. Put it in the comments. Send us a review on Apple. Let us know. Share the podcast link with your friends on social media. We want to know that you're enjoying it and we are serving you with relentless excellence, because that's always our goal. We're going to talk about stress today. We're going to talk about that unwelcome guest that shows up at your door at the most inconvenient time. Now, we can't prevent stressful situations, but we certainly can learn to manage our stress better. So today I want to dive in deep with you and explore how to handle your stress gracefully, even in situations that you can't control, and how to create an environment that minimizes your stress triggers. First and foremost, be aware of this. I don't believe that we can be stress-free. I believe there's even good stress. It's called eustress. And eustress is that stress that gets inside of us and almost like puts a fire under us and makes us do what we got to do in order to survive. And that's cool. But today, my friend, we're not talking about surviving. We're talking about thriving. So picture this. You're managing your work, your family, and you're trying to squeeze in just a little bit of you time, you know, that self-care. But sometimes it feels like you're on a never-ending roller coaster ride. And stress is pulling you in every direction. It's like trying to balance a stack of books while walking on a tightrope. Like one wrong move. Oh, we don't even want to know what happens, but we know what happens. It all comes crashing down. Stress can sneak up on us just like that, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. But stress isn't all bad. Sometimes it's that adrenaline rush right before a big game, getting us pumped up and ready to tackle the challenges. But too much stress, it's like a weight dragging us down, making it hard to breathe and even think clearly. It messes with our sleep, our focus, and even our relationships. When we're too stressed, our body goes into overdrive. Our heart starts pounding like a drum and our muscles tensing up like a coil spring. And before you know it, we're stuck in survival mode, just trying to keep our head above the water. But today, my friend, we're going to dive in deep into the world of stress and unpack what it does to us and how we can conquer it one step at a time. Because we're going to go beyond surviving. We're talking about thriving. We're talking about being prosperous in every area of our life. Are you with me? Sweet! Don't forget to get that pen and paper. And girl, go grab your friend. Let's do this. I really appreciate the quote by Hermann Hesse. I love how he reminds us that within us, there's a stillness and a sanctuary to which each of us can retreat at any time and be ourselves. I love that. And I really believe we forget to do that. And so I'm trusting right now that you have your pen and paper ready, you know, because I asked you to do that like when we got started, right? Why? Because I want you to always be ready for every opportunity that comes your way. And here's an opportunity to see how your stress is working for you or against you. I'm going to give you 5 questions to answer. You're going to number your paper 1 through 5, and then you're going to pick A or B for your answer. And so all I want you to do is number your paper 1 through 5, and then pick A or B for your answer. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Oh, by the way, I'm taking this quiz with you. Number 1. When faced with a stressful situation at work, do you A, take a moment to breathe and prioritize, or B, feel overwhelmed and react immediately? Now, this can be at work or in your business. All right, number 2. How do you handle conflicts at home? A, you discuss the issues calmly and seek solutions. Or B, you worry about them and you struggle to communicate effectively. Right, A or B. Number 3, when thinking about the future, do you A, plan with an optimistic attitude and are you flexible? Or B, do you often feel anxious and uncertain? All right, here's number 4. How do you manage personal time? A, you regularly set time aside for yourself? Or B, you struggle to find time just for you? And then the last question, as we determine if our stress is working for us or against us, when's the last time you pursued a hobby or an activity that made you happy? A, within the last month, Or B? I can't remember, RJ. All right, so those are our five questions, and you have written down A or B for each answer. Now, just in case you didn't get a chance to write it down, that's okay. I just want to say this. A was really the less stressed answer, and B was the stressed and overwhelmed answer. And you're going to add up the points you gave yourself for A and the points you gave yourself for B. And you're going to give 1 point for every A answer and 2 points for every B answer. And as you are doing that, I want to tell you that if you receive between 5 and 6 points, you are on a path for managing your stress effectively. If you receive 7 to 10 points, well, I'm going to help you find some ways to better manage your stress. Either way, I want to remind you to stick around and remember that most of your stress comes from the way you respond and not the way life is. Adjust your attitude and all of the extra stress, it is gone. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. So let's talk about 6 steps we can take today for less stress living. Now, as we shift our focus to less stress living and happiness and fulfillment, I'm going to give you 6 actionable steps that will reduce stress and enhance your sense of well-being. Now keep that pen and paper available and write them down. When we write things down, we have a better opportunity to remember them. All right, 6 steps. We won't go into them deep, but I do invite you, if you're interested in going deep and you need extra support, I want to remind you I'm here to support you and journey with you. I have all kinds of opportunities to show you how to successfully live with less stress and less struggles and more purpose and prosperity. So let's look at step 1. And remember, the path to prosperity starts with 1 step forward and 1 step at a time. One of the questions from the questionnaire that I just gave you was about self-care. And 1 says, prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your soul. You're a priority. Fill your cup first so you can pour out good things in the lives of others. Otherwise, you're pouring out yuckiness, right? Nobody wants that. And after you understand the importance of prioritizing self-care, don't forget to set your clear boundaries. It's okay to say no to demands that deplete your energy. When you're tired, you're tired. Say, I'm tired. Say, I'd love to, but next time, because this time I can't. I don't have the energy to do so. And it's okay that you have the energy and you want to maintain your energy. You still can say no. Set clear boundaries. Less stress, more life. Less stress, more success. Less stress, more peace. Less stress, more fulfillment. 3, stay connected. Like, I'm not talking about to your phone. Get that phone off your face. And remember to maintain supportive relationships that uplift you. It's important to reach out and connect with people who can help lift you up. And you can help lift them up as well. If you're not a part of a community, you definitely want to make those steps to be a part of a community. It's not just about you getting, it's about you giving. Because someone needs what you have in order to succeed. So connect with people, person to person and face to face. And if you can't get person to person and face to face, pick up the phone, call someone, talk to someone. Maintain supportive relationships. And 4, embrace positivity. Focus on the solution, not the problem. Focus on the answer. Maintain positivity. There's always something good, even in the midst of what's happening that's bad. Look for it. It's there. Keep your eyes focused on what's working and stop worrying about what's not working. Keep your eyes on what you have and stop worrying about what you don't have. Embrace positivity. And this sets you up for 5, which is practicing mindfulness. By engaging in meditation or yoga, it's a way to calm your mind. And who doesn't want a calm peace of mind, right? And no, you can't have a peace of mind. I need all my mind. Mindfulness will help you get peace of mind. It will help you focus on the positive instead of the negative. And as you take the first 5 steps, prioritizing your self-care, setting clear boundaries, staying connected, embracing positivity, practicing mindfulness, then you get to really appreciate step number 6, which is seek fulfillment. As you seek fulfillment, you're really seeking your purpose, and you're doing this by pursuing activities that align with your values and your passion, so that instead of living out of stress and struggles, you can live out of purpose and prosperity. And let me just remind you, my friend, God said that He desires for you to prosper and be in good health. He says, "I know the plans I have for you," in Jeremiah 29:11. They are plans to prosper you, plans for a future and a hope, plans for you to succeed and not fail. God says, "I know them. I wrote them. I gave them to you. This is my prayer. This is my plan for your life." And it's up to us to partner with God so that we can prosper and be in good health. So remember, a few deep breaths and a step back can often provide the clarity you need to handle any situation. Yes, stress might be a part of our life, but it doesn't have to dominate our life. So I want to encourage you, as we come to a close, I want to encourage you to pick one step, just one step, and move forward. And remember, the path to prosperity starts with one step forward. So what will it be? Which step will you start with today? Will it be prioritizing your self-care, setting clear boundaries, staying connected, embracing positivity, practicing mindfulness, or seeking fulfillment? Let me know your thoughts. Share your journey towards a stress-free life with us here on Time to Win Podcast. You can do that in several ways. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you can drop a comment in the comment section. If you're on iTunes, iHeart, any of the online podcast platforms, you can leave a review on Apple, and you can always leave a comment on our website at timetowinpodcast.com. That's timetowinpodcast.com. We would love, absolutely love to hear from you. And we absolutely love you. And we want you to know how much we love you. So don't forget, while you're on Time to Win Podcast, to go and pick up your badge to say you are the most valuable part of the Time to Win Podcast. We want you to know how much we appreciate you being a part of the Time to Win Podcast. So as we come to a close, I want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us today and every day, listening to the replays when you can't catch us live, and most of all, for sharing with a friend and telling them about Time to Win Podcast. Now, here's my prayer for you. May you find the peace and the purpose you deserve, and may your steps be light and joyful. May you continue to prosper and be in good health. All right, my friend, we've come to the end. So I just want to say, keep thriving, keep striving, keep smiling, and remember to breathe. It's the secret to living life with less stress. I'm not tired, but my time has expired. But I just want to say before I go, I really want to let you know that you matter and that you're somebody special. So in case no one's told you today, let me, RJ Jackson, the courage giver, the speaker for your next event, your mindset coach, be the first one to say, you don't have to stress and struggle because purpose and prosperity is on the menu. Choose wisely, and God knows the plans that He has for you, plans for a future and a hope. Let's go get what God has for us. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Time to Win. I recognize that you appreciate the value provided in today's episode. And for your gratitude, I'm giving you a Time to Win VIP listener badge. So head on over to timetowinpodcast.com. That's timetowinpodcast.com and claim your badge and gain immediate VIP access to more of our next level resources and opportunities, including details on the huddle, a table for 10, the Cure Circle, and the Cure Retreat. Because you've enjoyed today's session, you can also express your gratitude by rating, reviewing, and returning next week with a friend. Oh, by the way, be sure to screenshot today's episode and share it in your Instagram and Facebook story or on your favorite social media platform. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week in the locker room of life here on Time to Win. And remember, the best time to win is now.